Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Glad to have you with us on this awesome Friday, the last Friday of September. Yeah, as we're now going to go into October very quickly here. So I'm Deborah Lee. I'm going to be your psychic love doctor, which also encompasses your career, you know, friends, family, co-workers, you name it. It's not just all about love. And I will give you personal prophecy reading using ordinary playing cards. We always like to make this distinction at the top of the show because we often have newcomers. And we'd like them to have a clue on what we're doing. So make sure that you're aware we are not giving tarot readings, not oracle card readings, or any of the other systems that are out there. These are strictly personal prophecy as I learned them from my grandmother. So I also want you to know that I use a full 24-card layout for each of our callers, or those when we turn to Facebook. Just wanted you to be aware of that also. I need a moment or two to get them all laid out. It's my personal preference. I'm sure that others that just do two, three, five, whatever the number is of a reading that they do, that is their own personal preference as well. So, yeah. So we're going to turn this over to Jim right now, and I'm going to send a message. So, yeah.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind you folks out there on whatever platform you may be joining us on. If you're international, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs, like to Jeanette up north in Canada, our neighbor to the north.
Yes.
International shout-out to Jeanette. We'll continue to give international shout-outs as folks roll in, and they shall do so. That's a guarantee. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call to get a reading when you call. You hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. That is a true statement. I've tested it. If you hear nothing and it's all silent, something went wrong, hang up, call again. Very simple. Facebookers, no promises. If we can work you in, we'll work you in. It would be audio or video messengers to Deborah Lee, but that's if we can. No promises on if and times and all that stuff. It is what it is. You know, it's Friday, so sometimes there's nobody here. Sometimes it's, boom, tons of people here. Regardless of how you're getting your reading, if you hear that sound, that means that your reading has been concluded. So please let it end. It's free. You didn't pay anything. Let it go. Be grateful and happy for what you got and leave some time for the next person in line and the person after that. So, but, actually, you won't hear that song. Aha. That's the song you're going to hear because it's Friday Rebel Card. The only night of the week we do Rebel Card. So you'll hear the yeehaw. So that's the sound. You hear the rebel yell. Say, thank you very much. And I'm going to stand by. I liked my free reading. And then I will give you a single rebel card. The reason that harps don't apply is because there's no sugar-coated donut crap here, right? There's messages here. Typically, they're positive, but they're not sugar-coated. And even if they are negative, they are negative to make you think positive. And you'll see what I mean. If you ever get one of those, you'll know what I mean.
In your face.
You'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
If you ever say, like, quit being a baby. Well, you know, sometimes some people need friends to say, man, it's not that bad. Snap out of it. Get out of the funk. There's people worse off than you. So stuff like that. I believe I have covered all that needs to be covered. I heard today was something today.
Okay.
Very near and dear to almost every country, National Coffee Day.
So it should be international.
Well, it should be, but maybe other countries don't give a shit. They like it, but they don't want to have a day over it. And
you know, a lot of them are tea drinkers, and
that is a true statement.
Yeah,
that is true.
I don't think a lot of them drink coffee.
Well, there's a plenty of coffee
and
over there.
They don't know what they're missing.
Plenty of coffee in Europe, then. I can't speak for England, but it's all over Europe.
It is what the coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I've seen in videos.
Italy, Turkey,
all
those places.
England. They pass some Starbucks that are there.
Yeah, okay.
So, and maybe they offer coffee in their shops. I don't know what they
call them. I don't know. But anyway, it's National Coffee Day. I had a cup this morning myself when I got to work. There. All right. It's a couple other. It's an international Happy Goose Day, so... I can't say I've ever eaten
How
a goose.
How do you get it? Is it for eating it?
Yeah, because that's a picture of a roasted goose. Looks great. Looks great.
I don't think I've ever tried it myself.
Never have. I would like to do that.
I've eaten some big game birds.
Yeah.
But they are they're wild tasting.
Yeah, they're like pheasants and partridges.
And some of them have that shot.
That person's supposed to clean that bird shot out.
Well,
usually, the BBs, the pellet, the bird shot.
Yeah, we ended up going.
Yeah, it's like, come on, dude.
That out. Pheasant.
Yeah, pheasant and partridge is big. They're in northern Minnesota.
No, it's interesting.
And ducks, of course. Duck. Everybody kills ducks.
The VFW, Veterans of Foreign Affairs, they like to hold, this I think might be a northern thing, they like to hold during a certain festival, they will make up this big pot of beaver stew.
Okay.
But there's more than beaver in it. I can't tell you. I wanted the card. Because if you will eat some of it, they will give you a card that says, I ate a beaver, and it gives a date, and somebody signs it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a few drinks, suddenly you feel kind of silly, and you, oh, my God, is that horrible. Ooh. Mm-mm.
It's too bad.
Well, I did it. I wanted the card.
Yeah, a lot of people trap them for the pelts. I don't know what the status of that now is.
I wonder if other people, if you're out.
And they have to blow up those beaver dams a lot of times. They dam waterways that are not supposed to be dammed. They're screwing up stuff.
No. And I wonder if people, you know, when you're doing survival training and stuff, I wonder if they eat that.
Yeah, I've talked to some guys that did that for the military. There's a military one, like, where you're.
So
they stick you in the woods like you crashed out of a plane or something, and then you
deer training.
And you eat whatever you can eat. They do something
there.
Right, little limbs.
Yeah. So yeah, they leave you there and.
Yes, they do eat whatever they can eat. They get that hungry enough. And if they get caught, they're supposed to evade and stuff, but they capture, and then they get tortured a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Just so they
know.
Get the experience. Right. All right.
On that happy effing note, let's go to area code 216, attack our caller list. 216, first caller, Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome. And the rest of you, come on.
Hi.
Hi, there's Sherry.
Right?
I was right. Yeah.
Bloody well right. She guessed it was.
So,
are we doing good this evening?
We're doing pretty good. We're on
it's
fire.
It's Friday, so automatic happiness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's illegal to be unhappy on Friday.
It isn't if you have to work the next day.
Right.
Yeah. Like if I had duty on Saturday, if I was squid, I'd be a little happy, but you can only party so much on a Friday.
How are you doing?
Go to work.
I'm doing well. I have a question, of course, about career.
Okay.
Sure is.
What? I'm sorry?
Okay. So this week I was in training all week. I learned a new segment of my position. Oh, my goodness. There's just so much to learn. I start it Monday. Am I going to do well at this?
Oh, okay.
Totally out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, that's
a good question.
Well, and you know, I had a chat FaceTime with my sister. She's a motivational speaker, among other things. And she said, you should always take yourself out of your comfort zone. That's how we grow. It's also how we make mistakes, and I don't like that, you know, getting corrected.
All right. So that's a very good question, though. That is a nice, clear question. You got to love it. And she said it's Monday?
Yeah.
I have my other stuff that I do, but this is a new segment to my position.
Oh, boy. Well.
I got you. So this is in addition to what you already do.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that definitely is growth. So, you know, the more, I've always thought, the more things you can do.
I know.
The more valuable you become. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
Yes, and then the more valuable you become and the more irreplaceable you become, typically you get rewarded in certain other ways. That's nice.
Okay.
They've laid six people in six other people. Oh, my God. So what are you picking up?
Well, here it is. This new skill set that you're gaining is going to be a bit of a struggle. So easy with yourself. Like you've already said, it's going to be a lot to learn. Okay. So... don't be afraid that if you mistake or you need to ask for help, they would preferably they'd like you to ask for help from what I see here. And it's going to smooth out. It's just going to be like anything. The first few tries are really challenging and you'll be nervous and you'll mess up a little bit, but be gentle with yourself. You're going to get this. It's just going to take a little time and practice, like anything. Learn by, what is it that...
John Dewing said it. Learn by doing.
Who's John Dewing?
He was the guy that said that shit.
No kidding.
It's spelled different.
Oh.
D-E-W-I-N-G.
Well, that's good. Then there you go. Learn by doing.
Oh. Yep, learn by doing, yep. Oh. Throw your ass in the water and learn. So specifically, though. Cards, what do they specifically say?
They specifically say... that you work with men, don't you?
I work what?
Mainly with men, but there are some women.
Yeah, I'd have to say I work with a lot of men.
Yeah, and you naturally, because you have such beauty, you may laugh now, but you are considered very beautiful, very attractive, very smart. Other women don't hate to you right away. And it's a female.
I know that.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia, the other side of the world. All right, back to Sharon.
You know, be aware. And you, I think you said you know that.
Yeah.
Just be nice, drippingly sweet. You know, compliment their shoes or, you know, do something.
Drippingly sweet.
Well, that means I would die for that sweater you're wearing. You know, things that really smooth them.
But you know what's so funny, Karen, is I'm almost 60 years old. I think that'd get old. I know I still have blonde hair. It drives me crazy. I know. And I know I'm a size 6, you know, I'm 5'7", but I don't even care about that. I understand. I know how to handle with my job. I really do. A lot of them are really nice, though. They really are. But you do feel that it says in the card that I will catch on. It's saying I will do well after a while.
Oh, yes. I don't think you give yourself enough credit for being so adaptable to new ways of doing things. But you really are. You know, we all want to be masters right off the bat. That's not
all.
But it's okay if you respect the new things. No, that's a level of respect. I mean, there's no arrogance because then you're not going to fail.
Right.
And you're going to learn the right way the first time and not necessarily things.
And they know.
People that get arrogant, you don't need to tell me. Most people are the ones that screw up. I know all this.
And then they won't admit it.
Right. Maybe they don't take it seriously. They're like, I'm a smart person.
You know what? Let's talk about being 60 for a second.
Okay.
That's, I believe, I'm going to tell you, I think that's the new 40. And saying that, this is a segue for you, hon. I want you to Google Fabulous Over 40. It's an ongoing contest that's going on. There's some really cool prizes. You get a page spread in a magazine. You're going to get a...
Oh, like a centerfold.
But not.
My angel is the centerfold.
I think it's going to probably be like in clothes.
I know.
And you're going to get to go to a spa like in Phoenix, or they haven't really pinpointed. And you're also going to get $40,000 in cash.
Well, you're so cute. I qualify. No.
Oh, now, you see, you could at least take a look.
Didn't they stick? Well, did they just stick? Who's that crusty old chick they just stuck in Sports Illustrated? Martha Stewart, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she got the most maximum CGI airbrushing ever, but hey. You can't take the pounds off the woman, you know, so she obviously, she
it
has
got
the
plain too.
Guys
want someone sexy, I know. But anyhow, I get it. But you honestly feel that it'll only take me like a couple weeks and it'll be a lot smoother for me, won't it?
Yes, and you'll be calling us to tell us.
I know. I haven't been nervous about something in a while. It's like I told you, it's out of my comfort zone. The other tasks I have are fine. That's not... But you're right. You should. It's good to try different things. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and it's hard. Yeah! It's hard though when you're really good at other things, and now you got to learn something new.
But she's not giving those up though, so that's
good. Right. Yeah. And my sister also said it's very important to keep exercising our brain.
Sure.
She's 60, 65, somewhere in there. Yeah.
All right, real quick, Sharon. Here is your roll card reading.
You here.
Oops, stand by. Do not depart yet.
No, don't leave us.
Your rebel card reading says you got a feeling you just can't shake. That little voice inside you, listen to that shit. So, listen to the voice inside you. If you have a voice inside you, listen to it. Not necessarily about this, but about a lot of stuff. At your age and our age, too, we're all the same age. We probably trust our gut a lot more than we used to when we were 18. Well, 18 and 19, you never listened to your gut. But then there was a certain point when you started maturing or you made bad decisions. Once you get up to our age, we have enough wisdom where, like, you get that feeling like, I don't think I should do that. You actually start listening to yourself.
I just have to learn this new task. That's all. I'm going to call you back. I'm taking your word for it that I'm going to – I'll be okay.
Hey, we got a Monday show.
Yeah, we'll be
News
here
for
Monday.
The soul. We'll be here. Different call-in number.
Get home by 6 p.m.
Yeah, that's true. It's an hour difference, but you'll see what happens with it. And then there'll be other shows, too, besides.
No, we're going to be busy. It's the first of the month. If you're on, I probably will call. I'll let you know how it goes Monday. Wish me luck.
I think that would be great.
Well, good, and we wish the best of luck to you. We have confidence.
Yes, I think you're going to do... way better than you think.
Blendedly.
And I've got to tell you, many years ago, many years ago, I was in training as a blackjack dealer, and I was very nervous about it. And when you get nervous, it's kind of, your counting isn't always, you know, I stumbled with this. But when I got out on the floor with that, you know, the briefcase full of money, heck, I just was shining my butt off out there. So a lot of times, and you know what I did at home? I would pretend I had people at a table, and I would use decks of cards and practice so that I, you know, feel more comfortable. So if Sharon's got, you know, maybe an outline or they gave her material.
Well, we don't know anything about her training.
She could pretend.
But we don't know about her training.
Yeah.
We don't know what job she has, whether there's any way you can. Some jobs you can't pretend things. Some things that we don't know one single iota about this new thing she's taking on. Some things cannot be simulated, pretended. I'm just saying. It could be. You could be right, but it might not be. International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Yay. Virgil's in the house.
In the house.
Yeah. He's doing his business.
All right. We're going to attack this list because the list is long. 631 up in New York. 631. Welcome. You are caller number two.
Hello there, New York. How are you doing with all that rain? Hello, New York.
New York, New York.
Come on in.
Maybe their phone is underwater.
And they floated away.
They have floated away.
Should we save them?
Of course we're going to save them.
Okay.
They didn't disconnect or something. What happens is we try them again. We still don't get through. Then we hang up and that might flag them. All right. Let's move on. Deb, let's take this call now. The time is right.
All right.
You ready? This is off. We got to take it when they come. They come when they came. We're going to take 520. Oh, Lisa. You know, there we go.
Hello. How are you doing, hon?
Fuck it up, Buttercup.
We like keeping that one to the end.
Yeah, maybe not.
So she's not even there either.
Oh, I didn't hit the button. Oh, I did, but the computer laughed at me. Let's try this again.
Hello,
Lisa, are you there?
Hello,
it was
hello,
our fault.
Hello.
I clicked it, and it's plain my mouth may have to get thrown against the wall. All right, bring it out.
Well, everything is normal. I don't know, normal. Should I use the word normal? I mean, it's fine. It's okay. I'm busier than unbelievable. I'm hardly ever home. I have to leave early. I work out, and then I have other stuff I have to do. And then tomorrow's the same thing. I'm going to be with a girlfriend of mine, and we're going to I've been working with her alongside her painting on canvas. She's a very established artist, and so we're going to be out in a public way tomorrow. And I don't know, you know, life is just crazier than ever, but it's all about my stuff. It's not about, you know, and I have an invite tonight to go out to see a girlfriend perform.
Cool.
I'm too tired, though. I don't think I'm going to make that. I go by myself. And, yeah.
She had a strip club?
Yeah, of course. Why not? Hanging from the chandeliers.
I like it. Take it off, baby. All right.
Well, you know something? You concern me about how exhausted you always are.
Well, she's a busy girl.
Yeah, but still.
Well, you know what? For 3 months, I had the accident 3 months ago, and I didn't work out.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't work out. Now I'm starting to work out. And so I am white. And then yesterday was all day cleaning out everything, their fridge. You know, it's just like a whirling McDervish. And then what else? There was other stuff. I talked to my neighbor this morning, and it was very pleasant. And, you know, we're making plans to create this dinner. We're going to invite, he wants to invite some people over, and we haven't picked a day. We're just doing, you know, that's still coming together. And so I don't know, Deb, I don't know what you see in the cards. I have to go out of town, probably on Sunday. I have to go out of town and visit a family member. And then Monday I have to go out of town again for a personal doctor's appointment. And so it's just running to keep up with the best of them.
That's right. And then she has her projects, too, in between there, too, you know.
I haven't even mentioned that. And I left that.
Oh, I'm sure the projects are out there. All right, Deb.
Yeah. Well, I know it would be hilarious if she really was. If she was really in the
staff. I don't know. Nothing would surprise me nowadays. People do crazy shit. And you know what? It's a pretty old profession. Might not be as old as prostitution, but assassin, that's pretty old.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well, you know what? I've got to tell you, you are in such a wonderful level of this relationship where you've got the tens in the deck are extremely dynamic. You've got two tens here. You've got the ten of hearts and the ten of clubs. And the ten of clubs, well, ten of hearts is going to be the highest love card in the deck, always.
Yeehaw.
Yes, and the ten of clubs is a card of, it can indicate official papers and documents like, I don't know. It basically, it's, let's call it business related, okay? in that to that extent. And I wanted to know how he's feeling about you. And these are cards indicative of his state of mind about you, which means his love is coming through. He loves you. He may be really clumsy at it and slow, but, you know, this isn't somebody that was out there, you know, dating every female that walked by. I was watching on one of my Simply Delicious. It was 90 Day Fiancé the other way. This woman went to Turkey, and I'm telling you, the guy, she's from the States. She went to Turkey after they've only talked online, and he told her, you know, you are really taking me out of my element. He said, because I have vetted 2,500 women.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, why hasn't that thing fallen off?
That guy's full of shit.
And second of all, well, you saw that too.
I saw that too, and I'm throwing the bullshit flag on that. You know, come on. Do some math and calculate what that comes out to. And then also he has to factor in maybe the butt nipple never even had a job his entire life. So
butt nipple?
Yeah. Obviously he's a dumbass.
Oh, he's a model. You know,
he didn't look like it.
He had really odd looks to me too.
What's he modeling? His freaking elbows?
You know,
I
never understood people going across the planet to get hooked up. You know, we've got so many millions of people here in this country and or in our town or surrounding towns. I know my brother did that.
Where'd he go?
He didn't marry them, but he went over to some weird country that one of the little countries that you never hear too much about, Lithuania or whatever, years ago. And he was telling me about the experience. I said, why'd you go over there? What the heck, man? I don't know what was going on. Yeah, who knows?
Well, I brought it up because you don't have a guy like that. Okay, this guy thinks he's really slick, and I think she's an idiot. Because if this guy happens to be, if there's a shred of truth in what he's saying, she isn't going to be able to keep him, you know, loyal to her. No way in the hell. But anyway, you've got a man that's kind of like a born-again virgin when it comes to women. All right?
Oh.
Yeah, and so... When he told me, I'll do anything you want me to do.
Uh-oh.
What? He did.
I would have said really anything.
She did.
I don't remember that, but I would have said really anything. Don't ever say that unless I hate when people say that, but they really don't mean it.
And he wants her to do a throwdown with him.
He didn't say that.
Yeah.
He has insinuated that, and the cards have shown that. Because he needs you to teach him what to do.
Yeah, because he's 7.
Yeah. Well, I did tell him the other day, and I thought it was so cute. And I don't know where it came from, but, you know, listening to you and your coaching and your stories are inspiring, and it just springs out of my mouth like a frog. And I said, well, if you're a good boy, I'll do such and such for you. And I said, can I thank you? And I'm like, have you four? And he's his eyes went kind of sideways, real wide, and we both laughed. And I said, I'm just joking. I don't actually, that wouldn't turn me on.
What's that?
Little spanking a man.
I've never.
You know what? I'm a guy, though, so I can't imagine why that would turn any fucking person on. Spanking my hairy freaking ass, why that would turn a person on.
You got to get past the first, I'd say, 3 to 4. Because it's going to sting like
I'm talking about the person with the paddle dev, not the person getting them.
Well, they might enjoy it, too.
They would enjoy this big fucking hairy ass in front of their face and smacking it.
They each their own.
Hey, well, you know what? If he says no, go to the freaking zoo and see if a gorilla will bend over for you.
Hey, people.
Actually, they're actually going hairy, are they?
People, take note. I did not bring this up. I get blamed for it, and I didn't do it. She did.
She brought it up because you brought it up before.
I was going to say, if
you brought it up in another reading.
I was going to say, I'm talking tonight. I was going to start off jokingly and say, Lisa, oh my God, his penis is here in the reading. But then I said, no, they accused me.
For God's sake.
They accused me of taking them down that river. And I said, no.
Because I've watched you do 4 trillion billion readings, and I've never heard you once say there's a penis in the cards. Never once in my entire natural life. So
but
I know
there's only one magic wand at the party.
Well, that too. That's Gary. Unless you're at my party. Maybe there's wands at other parties, but not the party I'm going to. There ain't no other wand there.
I do have to tell you, there's a man in Australia that I taught this method to. He occasionally comes to our show. But he assigns organs, body organs, to all of the cards. And so while he's giving you a personal prophecy reading, he's also going to give you a reading about your body organs. And
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So anyway, go on.
I want the fruitcake lady to give a reading. I've been watching her, and I think she is such a hoot patoot.
Isn't she
That is
amazing?
Some good stuff. I can't imagine her being alive. To look that up.
No, I don't know if she's alive, but
I
saw her.
That was a long time ago.
I saw her on YouTube.
Well, it's good stuff.
Well, she's hilarious.
It's good stuff, and she's dead serious.
An
she's
old,
not
an old lady, and she's like making faces, and
she's a little more progressive than you think sometimes.
Yeah.
But then there's other times.
Yeah,
you
get off
the
grass
like,
and go mow that grass yourself. Really,
exactly.
Sometimes I feel bad. Yeah,
I knew what she said. Why can't you get your fat ass out there and mow the grass? Yeah. You can't get your fat ass out there and mow the grass, she said. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And there was one that I remember seeing where the lady said, she wants to do it all the time, and I just don't feel like it. And she goes, that old lady, the fruitcake lady, said, you should do it whenever he wants you to. That'll keep him home. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
All right.
And then, you know, and then there was a man that said he didn't, I think he said something like he didn't like sex with his lady or something. And she said, you know what I want to do to you? I'm going to take this candlestick and stick it right up there where the sun, I'm paraphrasing, but she went into detail. She said, I'm going to stick this candlestick right up where the sun doesn't shine, and I want to pound it away up there. She was so mad at her.
Sometimes she gets
so mad.
Sometimes she gets a little mad. She goes, sometimes she gets mad.
So, Lisa, I have a question for you.
Here's your question. Then
are
gotta
you,
do this.
At this dinner that you guys are doing, is that couple coming that I have seen?
No.
No,
it's not that
dinner.
One. It's not that one. It's a different
one.
Oh, it's okay.
They're
so it's
the
a dinner party for another couple.
Yeah.
No, and it's, believe me, it's not high shakes or anything like that. It's just... We keep going round and round on it. He wants to just buy cardboard pizza for them. And I said, well, you know, I'm a good cook. I can make something. So I'm not sure why he's wanting. And then I thought, oh, I'll just let him do his thing. You know,
well,
it's his idea.
He talks to that woman that's here, the darker-haired woman. And this woman wants to strip him down, and she'd just jump on and ride him like he's a Vespa.
Except she'd be riding
a
limp noodle. Then, therefore, the riding isn't going to be that exciting.
Well, the thing is, he's pushing her away. He may in private when they're out and she makes a comment like, let's say, wow, those pants make your ass look just delicious.
Yuck.
Well.
Isn't she married?
Yes, I told you that.
Oh. Well, they're married, well, then nobody ever does anything like that when
they're
married.
They're swingers.
Ever.
They're trying to get him recruited. All right, but
that's weird.
The more she does this, the more he cares for you.
So. You know, and the more she does it, the more I want to find out who she is, and I'll slap her cheeks off her face.
Oh, okay.
Now we'll talk about a good spanking, man, but on the face.
Typically, that's only when somebody violates your territory, and I don't know that you guys have territorial claim over each other.
That's true.
I love Kimba, who is the court.
I love Jim Behooves, the Court of Law. He does bring it back to practicality.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, you can slap whoever the fuck you want, but I don't think that, I don't think in the world of he versus she and he that you really have a right to do that. You know?
That's like 12 or 13 year olds getting mad at each other.
That's like a 12 or 13 year old. They get mad because their friend likes the same person they like, even though that person hasn't even talked to the guy yet.
But,
you know, I like him too. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to kill you. It's like, you didn't even talk to the son of a bitch yet.
But the point is, I'm here with my cards. And I can tell you,
he's
not interested in going that route.
Oh, and I never said he was or wasn't. I'm just saying, I don't have cards. So obviously, I just spew the vomit.
That's the point.
Yes.
It's not the magic wand point.
The wand has magic.
He isn't directly saying no. He's playing around like, well, I'll call you when I'm in the mood or something, you know, blowing her off nicely. But the truth is, my cards confirm he's not interested in her. She is kind of slutty. I've got to tell you. She's had so many men that I think what she's got is like an Eisenhower tunnel. Everybody's
all been I know there. Is...
I wonder who the heck that woman is. You know, is it Megan? Maybe it's Megan.
Yeah, go ahead. I've got to tell you, also, your future husband is still showing up here.
Oh, just what you wanted to hear.
Well, I wanted to mention that he's the King of Diamonds. He hovers in your cards.
He's a hoverer. Must be like a fucking, what do they call those things, a drone. But you know what? I wish I had a hot model chick that was hovering over me. It's a drone. That's cool. Come on down.
Got to listen to Dr. Hook. Remember what he said. When you're in
love.
Is that
Dr. Alive?
I don't know. But it's in his song, when you're in love with a beautiful woman, everybody wants her. Everybody wants to take your baby.
Yeah, a lot of times that if you go out a lot to bars and stuff.
Dr. Hook. I love Dr. Hook.
Sometimes you can end up in a lot of fights. You can end up in a lot
of fights.
If you bring a hottie out there and she dresses like she's still single and you go to a bar where you know people pick up each other,
are really hard to keep happy.
Yeah. Do you know that song, Queen of the Silver Dollar?
Yes.
That is a song. That is a song. That's my Bible song. I love that song.
What's it
called?
Queen
of the Silver Dollar.
Never heard of it.
Queen of the Silver Dollar by Dr. Hook.
Is it a religious song?
I only know the one Dr. Hook song. No, it's Dr. Hook ain't no damn religious guy.
Yeah, he could be.
Well, yeah, it could be
a different
type of religion.
Get up that martini.
Yes,
Dr. Hook in the Medicine Show.
He sings Queen of Silver Dollar, and it's my Bible song. I go to church, but I sing.
In London. What?
You know,
go ahead.
Never mind. You're too,
too what?
Obnoxious tonight. Go ahead.
I'm too obnoxious tonight, guys.
Well, I've got a lot of outings this weekend, and one is tomorrow morning, and then one is Saturday evening, and is it just going to be standard hee-haw, good time, fun, or anything sticking out?
Well, when is the coffee clutch that you go to? When was that, today?
Oh, that's during the week. Oh, yeah, you know, we missed it. It was this morning.
Yeah.
That's right, we missed that.
No.
I have to go do my project.
You've got a nice weekend. And the argument I saw coming up, it is not here right now. So that means that somehow the two of you bypassed that.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why it's important for people to learn this method so you can see the trend and see how you can empower yourself over any negativity. Or, you know what I mean. Yeah. So Anyway, I think your cards look great. Yes, and we're going on. Yes, we're going to your rebel card.
We are indeed, and your rebel card says some good shit is about to happen.
Ooh, there.
But it says don't let your issues fuck it up.
Oh.
I think I prefer the rebel card.
I do.
Really?
I do, and you know what? It wasn't that long ago.
Don't let it fuck it up, man.
It wasn't that long ago where Deb made me edit these.
Because I was afraid they would all be, they didn't know us well enough yet.
But it wasn't
why don't you bring them to News for the Soul? Bring those.
Yeah.
I would do it. Because I don't give a damn. But, you know. I would do it. You know what? If in today's of all the shit going on in the world, if a few bad words are going to ruin your day, goddamn, pull your head out of your ass. That's what I got to say about it.
I know.
Now, Lisa, before we have to move on.
You got
to
move on.
Just a couple of little tips here for you.
Oh, what's it going to be?
Okay, I'm all ears.
I think
strap-ons.
He needs to watch you eat an ice cream cone.
Oh, here, I was close.
And really.
Oh, hey. Now, that's my cup of tea.
Get into it.
Or work a banana.
Well, you know, what is that joke?
I mean, eat one,
how,
Deb.
How does a woman, no, I forget how it goes. And they go like this.
I'm just saying. Never mind.
You people on the radio don't need to know.
Yeah, that's right. They have no visual. That's right.
The other thing is get a nice, cook some dinner for him and cook some nice, what would they be?
Hot dogs, bratwurst.
Skinny hot dogs. You want the Italians, the big puppy ones.
Well, that'd be called a foot long there, Deb.
The magic wand foot long.
Yeah, he's foot long.
Or does a lot of squirting.
Let him watch you eat it. And let some of the juices drip down a little bit.
And you guys want to lick them up. Everybody here, do you know why I drink on this show? Do you know why now? I can't listen to this shit sober. Deb, okay. Devil's advocate. What if she does all that stuff, and instead of him thinking about his own Wiener Schnitzel, it makes him want to go look for a guy that has a Wiener Schnitzel he can bob on?
He would know by his reaction.
Well, he still might get excited, but he might be thinking like, ooh, I got to find Bob out there
you
now.
You want him to have his mouth hanging open or to have him like chewing on his lip or what else? I guess a tongue. Like he wants to eat that thing with you.
Everybody watches American sports. This is a timeout. First of all, let's redo a rewind.
Oh, Sophia is here.
International Sophia. All right, first of all, A.
Time out.
They've known each other for basically a year.
Yeah.
B, they've been alone together 455,000 times. And C, if she makes any kind of a phallus move, there's nobody in there in public. He can just drop his fucking drawers. It's not like they got to do all this soap opera shit.
She has told us. He's constantly grabbing his crotch. All right.
Well, maybe he misses the feel of a Wiener Schnitzel.
Maybe you're just too much of a whore for this conversation.
A whore?
A whore.
I'm a hoa. Like Radu Dries Clay would say. Yeah. A hoa.
Yeah,
you know, I have to admit, Jimbo does bring the Judge Jimbo as opposed to Judge Judy. And he does bring the practicality into the fairy clouds. We are, and the Cupid tutu.
I never dispute the cards, but she starts talking outside the cards. That's when I jump in.
You know, the thing is, passion is the juice of life.
Well, it is.
Everything.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But Jesus H. Christ, after all this time and after all the little time they had together and all the brushes and touches that have happened, that ship has
I don't agree.
That ship is killed.
I think the man is born again virgin material and he needs help.
Well, he might be born again something, but I ain't know it's a virgin.
We will be born again, all of us here in this little neck of the woods.
Well, holly effing hallelujah. We'll have some kind of a baptism in a frickin' toilet bowl or something to celebrate you being born again, I guess. Let's do it. Jesus save you.
Oh, he's lit tonight. He really is.
I didn't even finish that. It's not an alcohol lit. It was a pretty action-packed week.
All right,
that worked lit.
Let's wish you a very, very fun, very uneventful as far as drama.
That's true. Nobody
and
likes
arguing for the weekend.
Yeah.
We wish that to everybody. Nobody likes drama stuff unless they are initiating it.
You're going to figure out who that woman is that keeps making a play for him.
You know, I will slap her guts out. I don't like people like that.
You don't stake a claim.
You have no paperwork on that shit.
Well,
no.
You know what? He does with me, though. He does.
But he doesn't either, though. He doesn't,
yeah,
and you allow it if he does. If he says then you're allowing him to stake a claim.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you're allowing it. If you say nothing, he goes, hey, I will be jealous of guys, and you don't say shit, well, then you've allowed it. All right. It's your freaking life. You live it as long as you're happy that everybody's good. You're not breaking any laws. You're not a serial killer. Everything's cool.
Back to my project.
And back to your pride. Well, that's not really a serial killer. That's a profession. Okay.
That's right. Polish those bullets well.
Very soon, she will be coming up on the Tater Tot Casserole Fiasco anniversary very soon.
Yeah.
It won't be long.
Oh, my God.
It won't be long. Yeah. You're going to have to make it.
Tasty. It's just not the healthiest.
no, there's a zero. I mean, you could throw a piece of broccoli in there, that's about the least, but other than that, there is no help.
No. And don't use the fat-free.
You got to use the most unhealthy.
You got to use full robust. Oh, no,
yeah.
I don't believe in fat.
You know what?
Most unhealthy ingredients.
You can make your own cream of mushroom soup. Where
Yes,
you can.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
And I found out that when you need a sub, if you are making a recipe and it says cream of whatever, you can make that
cream
with
of vagina.
Sour cream. It's considered a substitute.
Huh.
I told you when I was making that, whatever it was, before we saw Jack and Dolly.
Okay.
And I said, look at that. Yeah.
All right. All right, today we learned things.
Yeah, we did.
All right, and the last one we learned about.
You know, you could all.
I learned too.
Instead of the tater tots, they do make now cauliflower tots, I guess.
We haven't tried those.
No, we should.
You know what? When you have greatness, why mess with it? I think the traditional tater tot is unhealthy, but it's yummy.
No. She's right. If you're taking if you have a tater tot casserole dish or any other something, a lasagna, don't try to make it healthy. It's going to suck balls.
Oh, it will.
No.
If you want to eat healthy, don't try to make some kind of fucking abnormal.
Yeah.
Don't try to make some kind of freaking terrible version of a tater tot casserole. Eat something else. Otherwise, suck it up, eat it, and say it's my one day of cheat.
Yeah, and they say if you cheat, that you actually rev your metabolism on
I cheated
that
yesterday.
One day.
I was a cheater yesterday.
So you won't hit a plateau.
At the movies. Yeah. At popcorn. But,
All
right, we got to go, all right?
Yes. Bye-bye, honey, and
bye,
we'll talk to you Monday.
But I put her on mute, so she's still here.
Oh, no,
here.
We'll be here tomorrow night.
That's right, Saturday, 99.9% chance we'll be here.
Yeah.
We will, but otherwise, Monday is another guarantee if something comes up. Yes. And she's still here listening.
All right, good.
Okay.
I wanted to mention before we go to the next person.
Go for it, Deb. I'm with you.
We went to see the movie Dumb Money. And if you have an understanding of the stock market, you're going to love this. And even if you don't, it's very funny. It's about the GameStop. Now, you can explain it better than
it
me.
It doesn't. Here's one thing I will say to do that'll help you along is do a little on Google. What are hedge funds? What are hedge fund companies? How do they work? If you do that before you see the movie, it'll make a lot more sense.
And short squeeze.
Oh, those words all come out.
Yeah.
Well, they explain the short squeeze.
It's a true story. At the start of
just a few years ago. I remember when it came out.
At the pandemic start, I heard nothing about it.
I remember seeing it on Google.
These bunch of young people got the stock of GameStop to go through the roof.
The company that was failing miserably on the stock market, and all these big people were like poo-pooing it. And a lot of these other companies, like, fund people making exchanges.
Yeah.
And then it's like they called it the dumb money was the onesie-twosie us folks that go and invest. Because it's called dumb money. We don't care about dumb money. The problem was this guy was got a lot of people to follow him with his dumb money wasn't dumb anymore. And they blew the stock up, and all these hedge fund people were losing billions.
Yeah, did any of you hear of Roaring Pussy? Or no.
I never even heard that until the movie.
Kitty.
Roaring Kitty.
And they've got Cardi B singing her.
Oh, that's why.
WAP song.
They were playing background music, all the stuff that was popular then. Yeah. That was just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Oh, yeah. It's worth going to.
I think it is.
Yeah.
If you knew the story, you heard about it, and you were kind of interested, it's not going to be like, oh, my God.
It's not Oppenheimer.
No, it's not Oppenheimer.
But these young people, like college students and stuff, they are the ones, they profited. They were getting into the millions.
Some were and some weren't.
And then those big companies came along.
But they all were, overall, it was in the millions.
Yeah.
But some people were just getting out of their, remember that one chick was like $100,000 in debt. And at the end, she was like minus $5,000 in debt. So that's a win.
Yeah.
Basically, it wiped out her college debt, and then she had some kind of debt from her dead dad or something.
Yeah, it's worth the scene.
It's worth the scene.
And to know that it's a true story. They have,
yes.
They have the real people in it at the end. The actual, who was it? They were playing the newscasters.
There was stuff from all CNN, all the networks were talking about it.
Rachel, I think you did. Did Rachel get an international?
You're going to have a shout out forever. She was like the second person in here. Suzanne, I did not give one to you from Scotland, but you were the second one in here. So, yeah. But I'll give you another one. International shout out to Rachel, Suzanne, Virgil, Jeanette. And we got our own, we're not international shout out, but we got somebody here from Leech Lake, Minnesota.
Yes.
That's very close to home.
Her.
So anyway, let's get to the phones, Deb, because we have 4 trillion people. Let's go back to 631 that we tried earlier. We'll give them one more shot. They dropped like a sack of wet poop. All right. 631 has departed. Now we move on to the next one. 703. Oh, look at that. There it is. 703 in our own Commonwealth of Virginia. 703, welcome.
It's Andrea.
Hello,
knew that.
Andrea.
I just can't assume. Every time I assume, I'm wrong.
If we assume, it's the other lady from your zip code.
Yeah, or somebody new.
Not zip code. Yeah.
Area code.
I had to tell you about my interview. Remember I told you I had one on Thursday?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
It went so well. Oh, my God. It was amazing that she invited me automatically to the next round, which was supposed to be Tuesday, but now it's going to be Wednesday.
Oh. What it kind of
worked.
Yeah,
and I asked. It's with Verizon. It's like a community manager facilities, hospitality thing. But I asked her how long she's been in the process. She said, we've been looking for about a month and a half. I said, really? She said, we just can't find the right person. She said, either college people, we just can't find the right people. But she said, you are just amazing. She said, your personality and you have the great experience and you live 10 minutes from the job. So I feel really good.
Oh, yeah. We got to look at that for sure.
Yeah.
I threw myself out of there. We are.
But it doesn't matter. You don't need to be in there to do card readings. That's the great thing about what you
right.
do, Deb.
That's right. I wasn't going
to. You don't need to do that.
Okay. Oh, she's got, what is feedback? Or what
we hear ourselves. Do you have some kind of machine or computer or speaker on there?
It's my phone. I don't know what the deal is.
Do you have it on speaker?
No, I don't.
That is really super bizarre.
That is
then.
Weird.
That is Twilight
No,
Zone.
It's not you. It's the phone.
Really? Well, then I would maybe
yeah.
do a trade-in. I'm thinking of switching companies.
Yeah, I just paid the full bill off, so I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I got you. I'm just a lazy bastard, but I need to go to AT&T and switch.
Do you have an iPhone?
No. It's an Android. It's a Samsung.
That's what I got, too. I don't want a I'm a rich phone person.
Well, right now they have a promotion going where you bring in any kind of iPhone, and they're going to give you a replacement.
Who?
I don't know.
Sprint, I think.
Who is it?
Maybe Sprint or T-Mobile. I don't know.
Sprint has been gone. They've been absorbed. T-Mobile bought them out. There isn't
I don't
Sprint.
Think it was T-Mobile.
AT&T was giving you another Android, the Samsung. They weren't offering up an iPhone that I saw. But anyway, we're totally out of the context of Andrea's reading.
Yeah, putting the card
so, that was my fault about the cell phone thing. I did that
it's okay.
one.
Well, no, it's not
right.
doing current. It's not doing that.
I don't know what to say. Well, she blames her phone, then I agree with her.
Oh, my God.
Her phone
could
be possessed.
You have nothing to say, Jim.
Well, I have nothing to say about that because you didn't talk about spanking the hairy asses. So that's a different ballgame.
Hey, Andrea.
You start talking about crazy shit like that. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Have you ever had a spanking? You don't have to tell us.
No.
Holy crap, did you just jump
I don't think
out?
So.
Well, right.
Well, first of all, how the hell do you don't think so?
What about a birthday?
Either you have or you have not.
How about a birthday spanking machine that they do where you have to crawl through it?
Yes, yeah. yes, and I was a kid.
Oh, that doesn't count. You're a fucking child. you weren't on the movie set of Eyes Wide Shut or anything like that.
I'll tell you what, Andrea, if you don't get this job, I should probably hang up the cards because it's right under Sure to Come True, and the nine went bada bing, just like that. Nine
bada bing, bada boom.
You're going to make really nice friends there. And one of my clients works for Verizon. No, I take that back. I'm lying. She works for Cox. But Verizon,
well, I used to work for Verizon Media. I used to work for Verizon Media.
A lot of you chicks work for Cox. Bing, bing. Anyway, back to the readings.
But I used to work for Verizon Media. So this company is actually the Verizon.
And I got to tell you, you will be lifted through the ranks quickly. So you're not going to be, you know, low man on the totem pole. And I think I've said that before, that when you get a job, what they hire you for is not necessarily where you're going to end up. Plus, this one's closer to your home, right?
10 minutes.
You see? I mean, damn, you could almost walk that if you had to.
I could.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it, but I'm saying.
Right, you might get raped and murdered and chopped up, but you could walk it if you had to.
There's really going to be good things happening to you. I think this is the one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a good feeling.
For you, and they are... she's already, the woman you spoke with is already talking to a guy, telling him about you. So.
Yeah, I think so. I think one of the team guys is a meeting with the team lead, like three or four different people on a Zoom call on Wednesday at 12:30.
Now, is this in person or is it over the phone?
No. It's a half an hour Zoom kind of call.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. So you just be your own sweet self and you watch and see what will happen for you. I feel really good about this one.
Well,
yeah.
all the feedback they gave her was holy crap.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was great.
That might be the one of the very few things if I got turned down that I would follow up and get angry with them on. If I like, all
I got
a,
when I got home, I got an email with the next the next interview date when I got home from my thing. So an hour after the interview, I got an email with the next step.
That's good. And that's and all those positive indications.
Yeah.
If somebody got the job and you didn't, I would be like, no, time out here. I don't know if you guys ever actually gave jobs out to people before. You don't tell every applicant they're the one.
No.
If they're really not. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't see it in the cards.
I feel you've got it.
So don't
it.
Worry about it.
Yeah.
But if it does happen, I would engage them and say, that was wrong what you did. But that's cool. It sounds like you don't have to do that. That's great.
Great. Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah!
Your rebel card reading subject is Believe What You See. Face reality or live in frickin' la-la land. Choose bravely. What do you think that has to do with?
Let me see.
Deb has no clue what I
Let
just
me
said.
See.
It says Believe What You See. Face reality or live in fucking la-la land. Choose bravely.
Well, I think that just
it might not be about
means
the job,
everything
though.
About her life.
And there could be a lot of, like, she typically only talks to us about the employment thing, and there could be things going on in your life where that means something. And that's fine. You don't have to relay it to us. All right. Thank you very much. She held a long time. She held for over an hour.
Wow.
We appreciate your patience, my dear.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yes, we do indeed. And we look forward to hearing from you again.
I will definitely let you know Wednesday.
Yeah.
We want to know. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
All right, well, good luck to you, and we shall keep on. All right, Deb, what do you got? I got more callers.
Yeah.
Got anything in between? Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, I read something today
that
I think we all should look into when she said Zoom.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, something has come out about Zoom, and everybody needs to look at it. If you go on Zoom, if you teach on Zoom, whatever you do, they have added, I don't know what to call it, an additional terms of service notice, we'll say. And what this notice says is they reserve the right to basically use your material that in whole or in part that you put on Zoom. Like and this is what's making me now think, maybe I'm not going to teach on Zoom. I'm going to have to look into that. But yeah, they've added a thing and it like covered audio, printed, you know, like print, your work, basically. And this is not right, you know, not right at all. So if you use Zoom, make sure you check into that.
Zoom,
it's kind
Zoom,
of a new
Zoom.
Thing. Yeah, Zoom. Remember that?
Yep, that commercial.
Zoom,
Zoom,
Zoom.
Zoom,
Zoom.
For a car commercial.
Yeah.
I forgot it was like, what, 90s?
Just, well, yep. That kid would go, Zoom.
Yeah, it was, yep. And then there was the one about, I don't know how it was, some kind of kid was going, ATM, ATM, ATM. It was about an ATM machine. It was really weird. It was back in the 90s, a big technological shift, and they were trying to figure out clever ways to talk about it. Computers were coming along.
Yeah, that worked.
People were going, 90s? Pretty much pagers were more common for people instead of drug dealers and assassins.
Yeah.
And then cell phones came along. It was weird. Weird shit. All right. Who is next on our list, Deb?
Sure. Let's go to Wendy.
Well, we assume.
Wow.
I hope we assume correctly. She's very patient also.
Yeah.
775, we assume it's Wendy, who has been also many, many, many.
Hello, both of you. Nice to talk to you.
Hello
yes,
there,
and thank
Ms.
you
Wendy.
For being very, very patient.
Yep.
I have a different question for you today. A couple years ago, I did a lot of shopping at a major retailer, and it starts with W-A-Y, and then there's an F. And then a representative insisted on transferring me to a special department because she said, you need to ask this company for a business account. And I said, well, I don't have a business. She said, it doesn't matter. Talk to them anyway. So I spoke to a very nice lady, and I was very honest. And she really wouldn't take no for an answer. She insisted. And then she said, well, what will you call your business? And I said, I don't know. I don't have one. But I just said my name just to say something. Anyway, it is a nice advantage to do that because you get a cheaper price on merchandise. Anyway, I hadn't gone to this online to this company for over a year, and it was I could tell that it was still the business account, and I was very glad. Anyway, I started calling within the last month asking questions about merchandise, and a few people were kind of snippy to me, but I remained polite to them anyway. And then about a week ago, I noticed that it was no longer that business account, so I called. And a lady who had a very unfriendly attitude said, well, we don't see that you have your I forget the name for it. It was some kind of special number if you have a business. And then she said, well, you spoke to a supervisor. And I said, I did not. I said, what is the name of the person you're talking about? Anyway, she wouldn't tell me. So
yeah.
I sent an email to the same lady that signed me up a couple years ago, and the email went through, so she must still work for the company. She never answered me. It was very brief, and I just said, could you please call me? I can send another email, but it was complimentary to me. And then somebody... I guess somebody didn't like me at the company and started looking at my account and
yeah.
did that. And, I mean, I guess I created this. I was very honest, and I'll remain to be very honest, but maybe I could get a business account at eBay or Etsy or something. So will I ever get that business account back again?
Very, very simple.
You know how easy it is to start a business. It's incredibly easy. All right. So
oh, yeah, but as far as that, but anyway, as far as her getting the account back, yes or no question, basically.
Why did they say they took it away?
Yeah, I missed it too. What was their main reason for taking it away, Tampa Bay?
They just said that they didn't see that I had a business account ID number or something in there.
Oh
yeah,
that
yeah,
could
yeah.
be.
That is something
yeah.
that matters. It is indeed.
Well,
yep.
I think somebody didn't like me, and I don't
everything.
Know, but should
not
I email that lady who insisted on giving me this account again? Would she help me, or do you see me getting this business account status back very soon?
All right, one moment as I lay out your cards.
If you're laying out the cards, I had a spill.
Yeah.
But it was contained very well.
Yeah, I think you could. And the thing is, you could say you're not giving out your, what did they call the ID number?
EIN?
EIN. You're not giving out
your
ID. You have had too much trouble with hackers and your account being, you know, what do you call it, like dipped into by crooks, that you're not sharing that anymore. There's a man here. He is going to help you.
He's a mighty good man.
He's a mighty good man. Yeah.
Oh, there is a man that's going to help me at the company?
So, but
okay.
You
well,
tell
if,
them.
If I don't give them that business ID number, I think that'll be the end of it. And the lady that insisted on giving me this account, if I'm going to email her again tomorrow, will she respond to me and will she help me or will she say that things have changed? What do you
think? Here's the thing. I think they want that number in order for your taxes. All right, because we have an EIN also.
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah, and isn't that why we use it? I mean, they don't they?
There are various entities like our, we have a business account at a bank that needed it. I mean, there's definitely IRS reasons that they have
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So you may not want to.
And it's not like a Social Security number. It's
no.
not that. It's not that precious of a number. It is not that. I mean, even Amazon, everybody's got an EIN. I'm just saying.
They do. And the trouble is, if you don't provide it, I mean, you can try. and just say you don't share that information.
It's not that precious of a number.
You don't have to give out your social either.
No, you do not.
No.
No, you, they never ask that, the business account stuff. They ask, like, the business name.
Well,
typically in the EIN at the most, maybe some mailing addresses. But
well,
that EIN
is
not that precious.
I have to be very honest with the IRS, and if they asked me about it, I would just say I created a business account to benefit from their pricing. And, you know, if I get an account at Etsy or eBay, I mean, I can certainly give that. But I don't want to create many IRS issues.
No.
Well, but if you are running a business,
if you actually are doing
some business, then that has to be a reportable income somehow or a reportable loss.
Very true.
You can't just say I have a business, but don't. That's bullshit. Well, you can.
Okay.
And some websites don't care. But if a website cares, I want an EIN, you have to give it to them.
If I send another email to that lady that was so nice to me a couple of years ago and insisted on this account, will she help me or would it be somebody else?
Well,
I saw
a man that he would be the one to help you. He may be the one responding to your letter.
Yeah.
The thing is, they may look at it as being a little shady.
They may cover their most of the time they're covering their own butts. They're not trying to get a special EIN out of you, you know.
And if you've got a business account, the IRS is going to want that added.
Skip it for her.
Huh? Yeah, it's something added to your tax. I don't know. We're not tax.
No, I just know that because we have one.
Yeah.
That a lot of times they want it. And the bottom line is, because they're going to report something.
Yeah.
And they need your EIN because they have to report it or they could be in trouble for not reporting business.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not interested in doing anything shady. Will I be able to keep, will I run into any IRS troubles or will that company?
Unfortunately, this falls under like legal advice.
It does.
And we don't want to lead you down a path that, listen, I've had years, like 4 years of trouble with the IRS. And this was my husband lied to me and said he had paid 2 years of taxes, which he never did. And remember that?
That's a whole different ballgame.
I felt like they were going to come and take my firstborn.
The IRS doesn't have to obey any rules that every other entity that wants your money does, which is bullshit, but yeah.
And they could smack you with a bill.
Well, bottom line is though, if you're setting up a business account and they want your EIN, that is not out of line. And then there should be some level of correspondence where you get information. Hey, are we going to do some business? You're going to report stuff. I got to report stuff. Documentation, stuff like that. Things you can ask them.
Yeah.
But if somebody gets your EIN, they can't go out there and screw you over, typically. They can't do much.
Well, I'm not interested in doing anything illegal. Never, ever would I want to do
that. We actually know that. So yeah, we know you.
Maybe
we know you.
They might have gotten their wrist slapped.
You're right.
You're right.
Because we've done business with many different businesses. Some, you just tell them your business name and they're happy. Some want your EIN probably because they got in trouble.
Yeah.
So everybody's different. Every person you do business with is different in the business world. I said business like 15 times in two sentences, but that is a true statement, Deb. Most of the time, nine out of ten don't want our EIN, but some do, probably because they got in trouble once.
Well, my concern is, did somebody look at my account and just not like me and do this to me purposely, or what happened?
No, what happened is I think they've had to adjust their own practices.
Something probably bad happened to
Wayfair.
Them.
At Wayfair, yeah. Something.
Well, it might not be Wayfair, but the W-A-Y.
A-Y-F.
But we're just, you know what?
And they're a nice company.
We'll say the name. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
There are some really nice people, and then there's other people that are snooty. But
I work at a company that has the same thing.
I certainly will be extremely honest, and I have no interest in anything illegal, so it would not be worth it to me to do that.
And they're, of all the people, they're not going to take the EIN and compromise it, of all the people. So All right. Well, thank you very much, Wendy.
Yeah,
we appreciate you holding forever and ever and ever. We wish you the best of
thank
luck.
Thank you. Do I get a card?
Yeah, she wants a card.
Oh, well.
Just a moment.
Sorry, I put her on mute, but she can still hear. I didn't know if she wanted one. Subject of your rebel card reading. Wait, oh.
Yeehaw!
It says laugh. Where the fuck is your sense of humor? You know what? Sometimes that's for all of us. Sometimes we go down the spiral of gloom and doom. And sometimes we need to sometimes maybe just laugh at some of the things that are bad, but they're not so bad. You know? God damn it, I got a flat tire on the interstate. It's raining. Pisses me off. Maybe I should just laugh and say, Jesus Christ, what's next? Somebody gonna poop on me while I'm changing my tire? Because it could be worse. There's a lot of people out there that would love to be in your position that have really, really bad shit going on. This is not to win. This is other people in general. Sometimes we get caught up and withdraw ourselves into our own little life and not think about other things. And then you can watch St. Jude's and watch all these four-year-olds that have no hair because they're going through chemo because they've had cancer. And they haven't had a chance to be adults or teenagers even live.
It really, you all see him.
Yeah.
And Jim is really affected by that. Plus the ASPCA.
Well, just in general.
With the poor animals
just
they find.
So it's like.
Yeah.
We should always want better for ourselves, and we should get mad when we don't. But there's a certain point where we got to.
Just laugh.
Stop it.
Yeah.
And so you know what? All right. Things suck. But they could be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the one phrase that everybody just laughs at? Count your blessings, because you got some blessings. You do, no matter who you are. If you're right here on the internet or on Blog Talk Radio, you obviously have some blessings because you wouldn't even be able to be there if you didn't have something.
Thank you, Reverend. You've done.
Yeah, say it isn't so. All right, let's get another caller because we have 4 trillion.
No, we'll get as far as we can.
Oh no, we're not gonna. We'd love to get you all, but, you know, it is what it is. All right, and I am due. Look at that. I'm playing, like, the Jeopardy thing. Oh, here we go. That's our next call. That's what I wanted to know. 919 is our neighbor to the south, North Carolina. Welcome, 919.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hello. This is Kay. I'm actually in Georgia. I'm glad I held on.
You did hold on quite some time.
Glad to have
you
with us.
Thank you for your
time.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to make this quick because I know you have some other calls and I know everybody would love to get in. But I just want to ask a question. So I spoke with you a couple weeks ago and I was talking about I met someone and it did seem like it was going well, but she just said that she's not wanting, which is fine because I really wasn't that crazy about it. However, last year you and I talked about Karen, the lady in California.
Is that long ago?
Fast forward.
Fast forward.
Karen has contacted me a couple of times. Yeah, this time she's very nervous about it, but she's coming to visit her daughter next month, and she is really insistent upon about us getting together, at least just because we never officially met. We just conversed over the phone for like 3 months and didn't know. But she really wants to meet. And we had one plan, but that didn't work out. And then she contacted me and she said she and her daughter are going out with her daughter's friend and she wanted me to join. What's her intent?
All right. Okay, let's take a look about Karen.
Okay.
Karen wanted you to go out with her daughter and her daughter's friend, right?
And her, yes.
Okay.
She wants me to meet.
Wondering about that invite.
Which is a good thing, but I just trying to figure out where ahead is.
it's trying to figure out if there's
some kind of a game
plan behind that or an angle or something. Yep.
Roger
that.
Kay, we've known you for quite some time now. I just would like to know if you're comfortable. Is it hard to find, acceptable partners?
Yes.
For you? Yeah.
I'm here in Atlanta, and this is the black gay capital. And therefore, I'm more of if we want to use titles or labels, should I say, I'm more of a feminine. I'm, you know, the heel with the earrings. Or with it.
So
the woman that I would be more attracted to would be more masculine, a center woman.
Right.
And the ratio is ridiculous.
Ridiculous, not in your favor, or, I mean?
Not in your favor, because.
Okay.
Yeah, and not to mention, I mean, I'm very proud of my age. I'll be 57 in December.
You're younger than me.
When you start getting toward our age, it's like most people are settled, or they're just ready to run and get settled. It's like, okay, can I at least know your last name?
Well, I'm not picking up that about Karen.
Right.
I am picking up that she has some problems that she isn't going to want to talk about, some issues going on. They could be legal in nature, okay?
Okay, something she's embarrassed about.
Yes, and I feel like she's going, you'll meet, but if she seems standoffish, I think it's partly due to the fact that she feels unworthy. Okay.
You got some things she's embarrassed.
Yes.
That's very, very common.
Yeah.
Do you get that feeling, or has she opened up to you at all?
Or do you know about these things?
Well, when we were talking before, she's a twin. And I think in her family, I dare ever say she's the only gay person, because we know that's not the truth. But she's the one that's out. And it's like, I don't know. It's even after all these years, sometimes to hear her talk, I could tell it's hard for family to accept it. I mean, there's no such thing as needing somebody to accept it, but, you know, it's like you feeling like the third, you know, like a left out or the black sheep in the family or something like that.
Of course.
Christmas, like I said, she has a twin, and I remember last year she purchased her twin sister a really nice, nice birthday present.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 days later, her sister came over with some stuff that she was, let's just say it was not decent. And it made her feel some kind of way. Yes.
I want to have that one.
Then.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kay, I think, though, that meeting is going to be terrific for the two of you. And
would
be surprised that you'll get her to open up a little, maybe not in this particular setting, you know.
Right.
When she returns back home, I think it'll open a whole new conversation for the two of you. She is troubled and might not be exactly the perfect partner at this point. Some people are worth working at, you know, to help them. Some people are just kind of so buried in their own troubles that it's too much.
Yeah.
So
she's eventually will retire and move here. That was her plan. Way before she met me. She has two daughters that live here. So I know she wants to retire here eventually. And I don't know what that plan looks like or whenever, but I do know that where she is, it's time for her to leave there. Born and raised, but it's time.
Well, I think this is going to be a promising beginning for you, and I'd love for you to call her back. When will you be meeting her? Soon?
It's the middle of October.
Oh, that's soon. Yeah, I think that's soon.
Yeah!
I hope you call us after that. I'd like to look at her.
I will.
Absolutely.
All right, now
here's your rebel card reading. Your subject is you are going through some tough shit. Everyone has their turn. Welcome to yours. Gather your tired ass up and handle it.
Well, I think, you're very capable.
Okay.
She's about my age, so she knows.
Yeah.
That there's a certain point where you got to pull up.
Oh, Jimbo, you're not that old. You're not that old, Jimbo. You're not that old.
We're the same age.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. See.
Yeah, but I think
thank you.
She means in personality.
Yeah, take care.
Well, yeah, neither
and of course,
she.
All right.
Call us before. If like to.
Anybody is welcome to call us. We enjoy that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Blessings.
Oh, bless
you
too.
Caller is area code 203. That is the state of Connecticut. Yes, 203.
Hello.
Hello. There and you this, go. Okay, hi.
And this is?
Michelle.
Michelle.
It's Michelle from Georgia.
Good to hear from you. What can we do for you? We're short on time.
Well, I extended a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right.
Much, a few minutes more.
So I have just taken in this woman with her three daughters, and the daughters are wonderful. I just met them not too long ago, but she wants to leave her husband and wanted to stay with me for a while, so I said sure. So they actually just got here, and just wanted to know if, you know, how long you saw them here and if things were going to go well, which I assume they will.
This is a very good question. Let me tell you, best to know as you're going into something what you're going to face. And do you know them personally?
Yeah, how do you get to this? How does this happen?
Well, I put an ad out there for mother's helpers, you know, somebody to help me clean the house. And her really wonderful daughters came over to help me several times. And I love these kids are just wonderful. And she's really wonderful. She just graduated with a nursing degree. And, you know, the kids are like 13, 14, 12, 13, 14, whatever, and one is 17. And I've got a bunch of extra bedrooms. So so in any case, she wants to leave her abusive husband, not physically abusive, just verbally. And she asked me if, because she knew I had this big empty house. And I said, sure, come on over.
All right, let's take a look. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
And remember, I never bring my own agenda to these readings or my own, what would you call it, my own bias in any way.
No, that's what I do.
No, he brings that.
But I don't. Yeah. I don't interfere with her reading. She does her reading. So that's me. I am the non-card reader.
Well, I'm seeing here a big kettle of fish, and it's stinky. What I'm saying here is you are putting yourself in the middle of something that there's a cautionary note here that this man is not going to easily let her go. He's going to bring chaos and havoc to your life.
Pounding on the door.
Oh, God, yes. And she isn't completely honest. I think he is physical with her. But she's really ashamed of that.
Sure.
But he's right here. And, you know, I don't know what to say, Michelle. I'm scared for you to get in the middle of this.
No, she's committed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that she could continue to find her own place, too. And, you know, the guy actually is already got a roommate that's going to come in and take over the house, you know, help him with the house.
Sure. That's the bills. It doesn't mean anything about him still being attached to her.
No, and she's bearing the four clubs, which is like the worst card in the deck. And that card is traditionally it was called the devil's bedpost. I prefer to think of it as kind of a Murphy's Law, like the worst thing that could happen at the worst possible time. I just have to tell you about our experience living in our community. A lot of these women end up getting dead. And the Good Samaritan can go right along with them.
You know, a lot of times, a lot of people have been in bars and tried to break up fights and got dead.
Yeah.
Just trying to break it up, just trying to be a nice
and
person.
And if you're there and he comes, you know, I know you have the best of intentions.
Oh, absolutely, but you got to look at the risk reward.
It's too great.
And you know you're going by what she says. Like, oh, he's not abusive physically. Well, like Deb said, yeah, she may be in denial.
This woman is kind of screwed.
The fact that she's grabbing children up and wanting to go live with somebody that's kind of a stranger, that means it's really bad. She wouldn't do it if it wasn't bad.
She was going to trade. She's not going to pay you. You're going to just have her do work?
No. She'll give me something.
Okay.
Well, you go ahead and follow your own heart.
Deb has given you some. She's not looking good for the home team.
I would never say that if it wasn't true.
She called out the cards, and you can see them if you're watching. She pointed them out. Yep. Oh, yeah.
This is very good to know because I can move it along where she finds an apartment eventually because she just started her full-time nursing job.
Do you know what?
No, she just started her new job.
Michelle, by statistics, the most dangerous time for a woman leaving an abusive man is when she leaves. Okay.
Yeah, and when they're under your roof,
you can't
make them leave. You can say, yeah, I sure would like you to leave. They say, well, I'm working on it.
You can't
make them.
You live in a rental, right? You don't own your property?
No, this is my property.
Yeah, I thought she owned it. Yeah, I thought she did.
That's better because I was worried if she's in like a condo or any ruckus, she could end up out on the
street. Oh, yeah, I got you. But you know what? You make the decisions you got to make. Deb has given you the pitfalls that she sees. You have to weigh those and decide on your own what you're going to do. And I have your rebel card reading. It says don't talk to anyone. Don't look at anyone. You need some effing time alone and you know why. I don't know if that means you should stay alone and not share your apartment, maybe.
Not
your apartment. You're your house. I'm just saying.
Keep everybody honest.
That's what the card says.
Lock up anything that's of value, like jewelry. You're going to have to really go through your place. I used to have a babysitter. Boy, she walked off with a really expensive young girl. She took a really expensive necklace of mine.
Oh, the opal.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I was heartsick. I couldn't blame her because I had no evidence.
Right, because back then there was no such thing as the old people cameras that everybody could own.
Yeah, so just be careful.
Yep.
And you need to put something in writing, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, you could try to get something in writing. I don't know. It's just you're going into a territory that is got
you,
a lot of risk.
Do you really need this? I mean...
I know you're doing what you're trying to do, the right thing to help people out, but sometimes, what do they say? No good deed goes unpunished. Yeah. And people like make fun of that, but there's a reason that people say that. No good deed goes unpunished. Because sometimes the heart wants to do the right thing, and it gets that person's heart stabbed to death.
It does. He's not ready to let her go.
Oh, and like you said, the first time they leave, that's when it's
the
most volatile.
And you're taking it from somebody that's been there
and
twice.
If it was just verbal, she wouldn't be looking to move into a stranger's, because you are a stranger. I don't care.
How'd you meet them?
The cleaning thing.
Oh.
She's looking for somebody to help clean and stuff. That's how she met them.
Yeah.
So they're strangers. So if she's that, I want to say desperate, but if she's that eager, that means it's really bad where she is. Really bad. More than verbal.
Yeah, just be careful.
Yep. Well, she told you the pitfall. You must make that decision upon your own. We wish you the best.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody can get mad at you. Good heart.
I know that's very informative, and I know what to do. I'll just, encourage moving that, move it along, get your paycheck.
Once you invite somebody under your roof, it's almost like a vampire. You can't just make them leave. It's not that simple.
Yep.
The legal process, even if it gets down, it shouldn't get down to it, but even if it gets down to a legal process, that could take
months. Not everybody's like that, though. Not everybody's like that.
You're right. They're not. Not everybody's a serial killer, but yet those sons of bitches are out there, though. So is it worth your risk? You got to think about that.
Well, and also, this woman, I'm going to tell you the plain truth, and this is a little bit beyond my own, what would you call it, my own expertise.
Area of expertise.
But I know what I see in my card.
AOE.
This woman is very suicidal and very close to ending her life.
So she's obviously been through hell.
It would be really awful for you, hon, to have that happen in your home.
Just the risk reward thing. I always say the risk, the reward.
Okay.
Reward, you're doing a great thing, but the risk is really bad. But that's your decision to make.
Yeah, it's risky.
Deb has eliminated the territory you are on, so you can make your decision.
Yeah, that four clubs is a bitch in reading.
Yeah, you saw it, and it was there if you watched the video.
Yeah.
So, all right, well.
All right, hon, we'll take care.
Good luck to you.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
And let us know
bye-bye.
When you know where you're seeing this, and done a hell of a show.
It was great.
We've exceeded the 90-minute mark.
I've enjoyed it.
Yes, indeed. And the folks that still didn't get through, there's not that many, maybe one or two. We apologize, but we went beyond our original plan. And all we could say is call back and try to be first. That's all we can say.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow night. What are you playing? I bet I know which one to sing.
I don't know. I think we're going to go old school.
Good night.
Old school.
And pleasant
dreams. And every dream.
Good night.